listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, July 16th. My name is Michael Kelly. Now, I am here with Dr. Vicki, and we do have a guest, but we're going through a couple of tech issues, so we're going to bring him on in just a second. So I'm just going to go through the preamble. All right, we are good to go. And so, again, love seeing you guys every week. Love people catching up with the archives. We get your emails. We appreciate you tuning in. Can't wait to get into tonight's topic. And I just want to welcome Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. As always, glad to be here and with Wendy.
So happy to have you, Wendy. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Hope everybody's doing good.
All right. It's always good on a Wednesday, especially when we get to chat with you. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting into our topic, but real quick, we're going to go through our nine principles. And, of course, I do want to always give a shout-out that this broadcast that ICMH offers is, in addition to other educational programs, it can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. So real quick, we're going to go through our nine principles of belief, and those are: 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, let's get right on into it. But I can't tell you how excited we are to have you every time we have you on. And for anybody joining us that hasn't heard, I know we have one or two folks that haven't been with us in a minute in the live chat. Wendy, we affectionately call you our card keeper. You track the patterns. And, you know, this is something that you volunteered to do, and we just appreciate the heck out of you for doing it. And it kind of brings so many cool things into focus when it comes to these patterns. So I know you've been tracking these cards for the Inner Oracle deck that we pull. Dr. Vicki, I think you have some notes on the tarots that you've been pulling, too. So
I
guess
sure do.
With that said, I'm going to get out of the way. But,
Hey, Wendy, I have altogether that I pulled 173 cards. Now, some of those were doubles. Did you count how many cards were pulled since January?
Not an overall, no.
Oh, okay. Because I don't think I did that more than about 20 times. I think 15 or 20 times. So we're going by a number of at least 150, 160 cards since the first week of January till July 9th.
Which actually, if it doesn't seem like that's very much, really, because that's just a couple decks worth, right?
Yeah. That's true.
And honestly, I think there hasn't really been a consistent pattern, you know, as much as it has been in the past.
I agree.
At first, I wondered if that meant that there wasn't much to reflect on really this time. But kind of the more I thought about it, the more I realized that, you know, it might just actually be the most meaningful part, because just like last time, you just kind of sometimes got to step back and put some distance there between it, you know, and just kind of reflect on it, and then maybe a message will come to you. But like the lack of patterns might, you know, suggest that no one is like stuck or looping in a specific phase right now. you know, like people are moving, they're shifting, evolving, and the variety in what's showing up might actually reflect growth, like a sign that folks aren't repeating the same lessons, but instead maybe beginning new ones. So,
well, just for those who are listening, who haven't been with us before when we do this, we've been kind of comparing notes the last, well, every 6 months. I joined a year ago and giving my, you know, every 6 month report and, you know, about the tarot. But so what we do is whoever we pull cards for, Wendy's writing them down. And mm-hmm. which inner oracle cards, and for the people. And the last time, which was in the end of December that we did this, we both noted a significant pattern of sorts. But I'm with you this time. I don't see a pattern.
Right. And I felt like the same kind of thing last July. But before I actually came on the program to share everything, like it kind of hit me, and it was the reinvention message. If y'all remember that,
So
I did actually find that in there, and it actually worked out amazing. But this time it's not really showing itself right now. But I think, you know, maybe towards the end of the year, you know. Maybe we just haven't seen it, you know, it hasn't taken shape yet. Sometimes patterns don't show up until we kind of take that step back and give it more distance.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because what I got was a lot of taking chances, power, and opening up, you know, because of the major arcana, Emperor, Wheel of Fortune, and the World had the most. There's only four cards in all of the tarot that didn't get any note, which is the 2 and 3 of hearts and the 9 and 10 of spades. So it indicated to me that there's something stirring, people trying to find their own power base or their own, kind of their own hopefulness or their own, you know, creativity is what I detected in this.
Right, and that's kind of like where it was kind of starting to lead me, is that there's a huge, like, individuality going on, you know?
Yeah. Sort of. Keep going. Yeah.
and I had, you said you had only, you know, only, like, a few cards, you know, that weren't pulled. Like, I only had, at the end, there was only number 22, think for yourself, number 33, preference over principle, and number 40, relationships that hadn't been pulled in from what I have on this side of the inner oracle cards. But
now, so,
they're being pulled, but like for some reason they're really spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. And, you know, I think I'm just going to echo what's already been said, really, is that my thoughts coming into this discussion, Wendy, is, you know, Dr. Vicky said this as well. This is a year for change, you know, and we're going through a lot of different changes. And I think that we're seeing these things. And, you know, I think that what is change if not like a fresh start in a different direction, right? In some way. So,
yeah.
I think this has been fascinating. I have been always kind of keeping an eye out for those, you know, if we have any repeats. And we've had a few, you're right. But this is just the year for it. And it is, like, we've pulled some cards I have not seen in quite a minute. So it's been fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So what are the most that were pulled for you?
Okay, so do you want me to just, how about I, what I was thinking is, I can go down the list of those who did have some patterns.
Okay.
And then read their card, their most pulled card.
Sure.
And then you can maybe reflect on that, Dr. Vicky. Let's see.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So let's start with Dr. Edward. His most pulled card so far this year was wild card number 2, which is, and then some. And then some says, when you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it. And I think with Dr. Edward, I think he's probably done did that.
Mm-hmm. You know? I think so, too. I know, you know at the beginning of the year, he had a lot of medical issues, too, yes. And, just, you know, got through it.
I just wanted to do a quick shout-out, too. I haven't seen Dr. Edward in a little bit here, so if mm-hmm. you listen to the archive, Dr. Edward, please know that you're in our thoughts, and we're wishing you the best and hoping you're well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And he had those, he had them pulled back to back in February. So even though he didn't have many of, you know, many matches going on, he had this, that particular card pulled twice in February. So that's something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So next we have Dr. Kevin. Hi, Dr. Kevin. So most pulled card, in the Life Leadership Paragon is number 9, Empowerment, which says taking your power back is literally all powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution and principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right, sharing the best of yourself and encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others. So he had...
If I have this right, Kevin went through some changes and, you know, working with people and so on, you know, finding his own sense of self, if I can say that, Kevin, and done really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he also, he had that card pulled the exact same amount of times as number 24, Truth, which says there are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truths involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those that we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is truth in something or in a direction. So, and what's funny about that, is, and worth mentioning, although this next card was only pulled once, it was pulled in January, take a release ownership. But what's funny about that, and the reason I wrote worth mentioning, is because it was pulled back-to-back in December. So he had it. Number 34, take and release, take or release ownership.
Wow.
And twice in December and once in January. So sort of that, you know, good card to start the year, like out with the old, in with the new. And then also, you know, kind of the truth and finding your purpose and all that. Like it all sort of played together for him.
That's an evolution. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. So then we had Audra. Hey, Audra. All right, so Audra, her most pulled card was number 1, Perfection. And that's in the Life Leadership Paragon, and I will go ahead and read that. So always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. And then also worth mentioning for Audra is that she had the most wild cards pulled.
Oh, wow.
Which was... Number 1, Paradox. Number 2, and then some. Number 4, Unknowable. And number 8, Freedom. Mm. So I wanted your kind of take on that one, Dr. Vicki.
Oh, I think Audra has found her place within herself.
So, I love it.
As I recall, and I hope Audra doesn't mind me saying this, she's been through a couple of job changes in the last few years, and this last new job has, of course, now you're managing people, and, that has its own challenges. And I think Audra has, for the learning curves, I think, is, again, becoming more self-certain. So, again, confidence is something anybody can look confident, but mm-hmm. are they certain about who they are? Mm-hmm. And I think that's, Audra seeing all the different angles of life that she knows who she is. So I think that's pretty cool. That's what I get from it.
Yeah, I agree. And moving on to Dr. Jeff. Good evening, Dr. Jeff. So his most pulled card was number 19 in the spirituality suit, Invoke the Counselor Within. Mm. And this one's kind of interesting, I think. We'll see how this plays out. All right, so there are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself not to codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside of yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you. And I was thinking that goes along, sort of with the nine principles of belief. The answers we seek already exist within us, because, if we look deep, like inside of ourselves, like your body, your mind, your soul will tell you the right path. It'll tell you what it needs. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us ignore that, and we make excuses of like, that's just like a little saying and somebody talking in the back of my head. That's not, that just couldn't be. It couldn't be. So, but I think that to walk your true path, you have to listen to your body and your mind. And, that little nagging that you hear all the time, it's the same thing as like the thing inside of you that tells you the difference between right and wrong. Well, your body's telling you what's right and wrong for it. So the way forward into your true path is to listen to your body and your mind, what it's telling you.
I agree. And for Jeff, just to share, been through a lot of changes in the last year. And for those who don't know, he also has a Instagram and Facebook page, The Blind Outdoorsman, helping some people, and sharing what it is to walk through life clinically blind. And of course, now in this time, Jeff got married. They bought a new house. They're growing all kinds of herbs, and he's cooking and baking, and a couple of his videos of, what he's doing. And so I think to make those big decisions in his life, he really had to go deep within and say, yeah, this is the right thing for me, and where he goes from here. That's for him and Shauna to decide, but also listening to your own heart, Jeff, because I know he's in the chat.
Yes, exactly. And all this, these cards were pulled at the beginning of the year. So, I think it's saying what he's doing. He's walking his true path and what is meant for him.
I like that.
Which is not too many people can say that.
Oh,
isn't that the truth? Yes, absolutely. All right, so next we have Donna and her most pulled card. Donna actually had our first match of the year back in April. Oh. And that was number 39 from the Life Skills Suit, Education, which says, continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers and look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your advantage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. And I'm sorry for laughing. It just reminded me. It just reminded me of the very first night. Was April 2015 that I found IMHS. I was signing up and I couldn't figure something out. I don't remember what that was, but I do remember what happened because, you know, that thing, something in there I read, I think I had emailed and asked, like, I don't know how to do so-and-so or something like that. And then after that, I read, like, somewhere in there was talking about, you know, maybe I read the 9 principles of belief. I don't remember what it was exactly, but it talked about, you know, seek your answers for yourself first before you go and ask. The funny thing about that is I actually, you know, I live every day like that, but for some reason in that situation, I decided to ask before I bothered to look, and it embarrassed me. I felt embarrassed, and so I won't forget that because it embarrassed me, but I thought that was a fun little story I'd share.
I did it too.
I think we all have. I think all 8 billion of us on this planet have.
But that's me.
I think Donna is relatively new to us in the chat and going through the program, and you know, as we know, it's an exploration into who we are as well. So she's gone through some changes, I believe. Education.
Yep.
Absolutely. So we have Damien next, and his most pulled card was wild card number 5. Don't hate.
Good
so,
one.
A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to self and others. And then I'm going to just leave that with you, Dr. Vicky, because I don't know about that.
Well, I've had opportunity to get to know Damien a little bit, and I do know that he works around a lot of very far right people. And then he also works with a lot of people helping them in their immigration processes. So when you're in those environments, you know, it's very easy, at least it certainly would be for me, to get frustrated and feel an edge because you're always in the fight of something. You know, you're always up against a challenge. And so I don't think it's so much don't hate, it's remember who you are.
Right.
You know, and look, when you're up against a lot of opposition in nearly everything we do, it's frustrating, to say the least. You know, I've been there a few times in my life too, and maybe not to the degree and the environment that Damien is particularly in, but certainly I think that was just a reminder to him, you're okay, you know, it's okay. Yeah. And hang in there, stay centered, and which I believe he does that, you know, and he's certainly open to dialogue and communication.
Well,
we're all going through changes.
Absolutely. And that's the important thing, is being open to that dialogue. And, you know, we're all tugged and pulled by the tribal influences in life. And we're all, you know, we're all trying to make our way. And I think when you live in the world and you live in the complexity of life, and yeah, I mean, obviously he's around a certain type of folk and he's trying to do a certain type of thing, but you know, human beings are messy and you know, we don't all fit neatly into labels and things, but I think, yeah, you know, he does good and he is open to thought and dialogue, and I appreciate that about him. And I've always had good discussions with him. So yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
All right. So we'll move on to Howard. Howard is sort of new to us, and but he's actually, like, he's coming in strong, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. So he had our second match of the year in April, right after Donna, and with number 35, One Planet, One Race, One Ancestry, One Destiny, in the Service to Self and Others suit, which says, divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not evolutionary, not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. The card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are divine energy. So, and Howard seems very insightful, intuitive. Mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing more thoughts and input in the chat from him.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, that's one thing I absolutely love about our group. We got a lot of folks that have, you know, really interesting insights. And I love it. I want to get as many as I can. I've always been disappointed that I only have one perspective in this life. I got one viewpoint to look at things from. I want to try to get as many as I can, and, you know, I appreciate everybody bringing everything they do to the table. So I just want to throw that out there.
Okay, so Jackie didn't have many cards pulled, but the funny thing is that she actually had matching cards. In January and June, she also had the same card as Howard, which was the One Planet card. So I'm not going to read it again because I just read it, but that's where we are with Jackie. And same with Howard. So Howard and Jackie, and they're both kind of new to us, so that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's looking at a wider scope of humanity also. You know, and an insight to the bigger picture, like a macro view. And I think Jackie's in the chat, so if she wants to maybe pipe up on this, it'd be great. But having a different view of life, not just of yourself going through this program, but also the insights to life, like, oh, I got to see life a little differently, or I'm going to look at this a little differently. And, you know, maybe that's applicable here, perhaps.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Sounds good to me.
What else you got there, Wendy?
Okay, so that is actually the only patterns, the individual patterns that we had so far. So I'm looking forward to what the cards are gonna, you know, give us going forward. But so the month that we had the most matching cards was in April. The wild card that was pulled the most so far is number 9, blank. And the most normally I would give you the most pulled card so far, but this time it was there were 6 cards that were pulled an even number of times. So, which was number 1, number 5, number 6, 35, 39, and wild card number 9. So it was a whole bunch of them pulled equal amounts of times, which is interesting. And then the cards that have not been pulled, 22, 33, and 40.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it in December that nearly all of them had been pulled at one time or another?
We usually get there.
Yeah.
Usually at this point we have like 10 of them that we haven't pulled. But this time, even though there's like a lack of pattern, there's only 3 that we haven't pulled. It's very interesting, very different than past.
Widespread.
Yeah, and I've got 4 that weren't pulled.
Huh.
So, I'm relating the blank card to kind of what I'm seeing here about writing your own script. And I think in many cases, we're in a world where you have to choose your side. You know, which side are you on? And where do you want to go with that? How do you want to navigate yourself in life? And I think some people are kind of looking at how to rewrite their life. You know, Emperor is about, kind of being your own boss. And I don't mean you have to be an entrepreneur, self-employed. But it's finding your own inner power and your strength and how to manage and oversee. Wheel of Fortune is how do we take chances. The world is anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that all kind of parallels with the blank card. Because blank is just an empty slate. It's I often think about that when, you know, correlation with the Viking runes. You know, it's a leap empty-handed into the void. <You know? laughs> So it's anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's your path to choose.
Yeah, and I think in a lot of ways people are rethinking what they maybe used to believe or used to think about or never thought about.
I agree. I think there's a lot of that going on right now.
I can wholeheartedly agree. You know, this is an interesting comment. I'm going to throw it out here. You might have already clocked it, Vicky, but Audra put in chat, 7 is a powerful number, and I'm taking it from the combination of those two and wonder what the message of those 7 cards are together. You know, that's an interesting thought. And But I do agree that, you know, as the year bears out, we're only really just halfway through. I think we got some time to bring those in together.
Yeah. When we put things together in December, I think I'll have a better answer for you there, Audra. I think this being 7 cards, it's maybe is I'm chalking it up to kind of a coincidence. You know, whatever.
I think going forward, like it'll play itself out and it'll get us there at the end of the year. It's just one of those things. I feel like it's leading up to something because it's different than before. So I think by the end of the year, we'll have something interesting to share.
Well, what I'd like to throw in though, of the major arcana, keep in mind, those are 22 of the major arcana. The next card in line, because the World, Wheel of Fortune, Emperor, they had 5 each. Mm-hmm. The next ones that had 4 each were Lovers, which is your passion, your energy, and Temperance, which is also patience, going with the flow. So, again, I want to say, you know, it's igniting people, you know, and yet we have to be patient because we don't know how things are unfolding and where we can kind of fit.
Isn't that the truth?
And so people are just doing their best in that way. The next cards that had, the star was also in there too. So that would be what wishes or what you hope for. The next ones were Justice and the Fool. Now, I like the Fool. And Strength was in there too, with 3 each. And the Fool is like beginnings, you know, all those, as long as you don't fall off the cliff. So it's all the initiating things and strength and justice, the fairness, equitability. So I want to say in the macro, you know, in that super conscious is perhaps feeling these ebbs and tides of change and seeing a different kind of level of fairness, equitability, you know, and how, again, you're going to move forward with that. And I go back to people are choosing their sides, but not just politically, but I think even in our micro lives. You know, and choosing how we move forward, and people maybe in some way backs against the wall, and you have to learn more about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Asking yourselves the right questions. What do you think about that, Wendy, when you look at what you've seen?
I think it makes a lot of sense. I really do. And you know, I just think it'll be interesting going forward to see, you know, by the time we get to the end of the year, whether something begins to emerge or, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's a shift in numbers or themes or maybe even a return to certain lessons that we, you know, had to learn in the past. But for now, it seems the cards are just kind of meeting us each, you know, exactly where we are.
Yeah. Well, if I look at the minor arcana, there's three cards that stood out with five each. It was the Three of Clubs, so that Three of Wands. The Three of Wands. And that's trying to see a future. But the other two, which really kind of piqued my interest, was the King of Diamonds, or the King of Pentacles, mm-hmm. and the King of Spades, which is, you know, the other side, the Swords. So when you're juggling, you know, how you see your future, but you're worried about finances, because that King of Diamonds, King of, you know, Pentacles is worried about, or looking at finances, how do I set myself up? Like the very basic fundamentals. You're talking Maslow's hierarchy, right? And yet finding the energy, that warrior energy inside yourself to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be that King of Swords. And I would approach that for women as well as men. I'm not saying this is gender specific here. I think that there is a desire, what I'm seeing here, is to find and ignite a fire to move forward. And what do you want your future to look like? And I think people might still be trying to paint that picture, what I'm seeing here. You know, feeling your way, navigating your way. What does that picture look like? And what's your best possible outcome for what you're dealing with? And again, I'm talking then on a very individual level.
I think it has a lot to do with the amount of uncertainty going on in the world right now. And
yeah.
People don't know whether they're coming or going, what their future could be or might be or might not be. And I think I think we just need to, as a nation, we need to just kind of settle down.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe, you know, get a little normality going back on, you know. I mean, I feel like that has so much to do with it. And I don't want to get political at all, but, everything's kind of, everybody's just kind of on pause, you know, and where's my future lead? There's so many layoffs going on still ever since COVID. You know, so many companies are still shutting down and people are just trying to find a different way.
Well, and I think also environmentally. In 1 week, you know, there was North Carolina, Texas, and New Mexico.
Absolutely.
This mm-hmm. week is New York and, mm-hmm. you know, the northeastern coast. Right now,
yeah.
Right now it's Florida.
Well, so, you know,
you're getting
nothing out of norm for us yet, but.
Moving into the Gulf. Yeah. And I think that, you know, between the tornadoes and the winds and the heat waves. So there's definitely, I think, we're experiencing, and I'd like to remind people that we're changing at so many levels. It's not just one.
And so, you know, fast.
Sorry?
And so fast.
Yeah. Like, rapid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rapid change. and so I think that with that uncertainty, when you're trying to move forward with your life, doing the best you can, and then a flood happens, mm-hmm. you know, or doing the best you can and storm warnings,
yeah.
The best you can and, you know, your family got laid off, or I'm not going to go into the politics either, Wendy, but there's people are just doing their best.
Right.
And I think that's why we can't see a pattern. I can stand back when I look at the overall, I can see a pattern. Like of globally,
yeah.
But not when it comes to some individuals. All we can, I think, hope for is to stay very true to ourselves and our own pathway. And that's always about self-discovery.
Like, and remain flexible, I think. Mm-hmm. Remain flexible and open-minded. I mean, because you have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to balance. You have to be able to, you know, just move on with whatever life throws at you. So, yeah.
And priorities and what's important. I think that, you know, and again, not a criticism, just an observation. There's been so much emphasis on the things that now we're looking at, the people, mm-hmm. you know, and we're kind of forced into that in some way. You know, what do you value the most?
My replica lightsaber. I'm sorry, yeah. that wasn't rhetorical.
Yeah, lightsaber. And so where it might have been, you want to accumulate things. Do you want a nice house? All the furniture. Oh, my God, you know, everything's at risk. And the fires all across Canada and lots in the States and over in Europe. And that's gone. Well, what do you value most? No? And you know, go ahead.
I was just going to say one thing that, you know, there's a downside to everything when it comes to affluence and relative stability and wealth, which we have in the Western world. I think you lose focus on some of the important things because, you know, there's nothing like strife and struggle to bring into focus what really matters in this life. And that's each other. And I think that we don't need necessarily to go through horrible historic events every decade or so, but I think one thing I want to do say is you're absolutely right about what you've been saying, but I do believe wholeheartedly that the human race is resilient, that we will get through it. We will have, there is, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, we are, you know, this is nothing new. What we're going through right now, aside from, you know, well, even climate is nothing new. It's whether the cause of it is what I think people would disagree, but human beings have gone through massive climate change before. It just was a different cause and different things. But again, we are adaptable, but we need to come together and we need to help each other out. And I think you're absolutely right, Dr. Vicky. You know, my joke about lightsabers aside, you know, right now in this time of my life, I'm incredibly thankful for the people in my life and the wonderful things that this, you know, this community brings to my life. And that is really the priority because, you know, whatever it is coming our way, we are all in this together. You know, we're all on this floating rock together. We got nowhere else to go. So we best make it, you know, the best thing we can. So my little take.
So what I've seen, I did write them down, Wendy, what you said about Edward, Kevin, Audra, Jeff, Donna, Damien, Howard, and Jackie. When I look at that overview, it kind of fits in what we've been talking about. And even with Edwards and then some, we have to give it an and then some. You've never had to do that before? Well, it's and then some. You know, or you never thought about it? Well, not and then some. And, you know, empowerment, truth, ownership, perfection, paradox, freedom, the counselor within, education, don't hate. And that's that to me is a really good one to make mention of, even though those are really strong words. Mm-hmm. It's a reminder to, you know, when I say don't let them push you around out there, it's be who you are.
Right.
And remember that we're on one planet. Now, that showed up for Howard and Jackie. One planet, one race, one destiny. And like what you're talking about, Michael, is in this overview of our planet, we take ourselves way too personally.
You're right about that.
You know, and joy is relative.
That's right.
You know, in our local Facebook forum, I saw a room for rent in a house, a room for $1,200.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my good. My good golly.
And I just said, I am so blessed.
Yeah.
If we're in a good place, and even though there's struggles, because there's always struggle, have a moment of reflective gratitude and be thankful to yourself that you made it this far.
Right.
And that you're making it through whatever you're going through. And just know that whatever comes, you'll get through that too. And the worst case scenario, look, every, I don't mean to sound really, you know, over the top, but we are all going to leave the planet.
What?
It's just, it's just the how, when, where, and it's all those manners of the exit. Yeah. The meanwhile, we live life. And I think what this, and again, if you agree, Wendy, what I'm seeing here is we're trying to find who we are and find opportunities in what would otherwise seem kind of like chaos.
Right. Absolutely. And well said. And, you
I
know,
agree.
I just wish
a
Vicky,
way forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I just wish, Vicky, that you would believe in my quest to keep this corporeal form immortal. You know, I can do it through my belief in robot technology and the singularity.
I don't want to. No, somebody told me, you know, I mean, it sounds bonkers, but somebody said, oh, you'll be here another 10 years. And I said, oh, really?
Hey, you know? I plan on doing this for another 10 years. What do you think I'm doing without you? I don't think so.
The thing is,
stop selfishly thinking about you and start selflessly thinking about me.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll put myself on feeding tubes just for you.
Get you.
I'm not going anywhere either, so I don't know. I'll be here till y'all are gone.
That darn tootin', I love that. I love that so much. But I'm sorry, Vicky. I was cutting you off with my joke. Go.
I know. I appreciate what you've input here, Wendy, in, you know, doing your best to try to find a pattern, but the pattern is in the overall energy.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I agree.
Is there anything else that you kind of picked up on when you were going through them?
No. I think I took as many notes and you know, I try to, like, you know, just kind of get something off of every one of them, but they were pretty much not giving me much.
Which, well, like we've already said, is a message unto itself.
Right.
Well, I will be really interested how the next 6 months goes, and we'll have you back.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, when it comes to looking at studies and things, one of my favorite things to do is look at meta studies. You know, you amass as much data as you can, you put it together, and that's really what you're doing, Wendy. And it's really an awesome thing. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm curious. Do you keep past year's records, like, you know, for what we did the last couple of years?
I do.
I would love to.
I have them for, I mean, they're handwritten.
I don't. Well, all right. I don't want to put a lot of work out there. I'm just saying, like, my thought is like, oh man, I wonder what the, you know, trend has been, you know, overall the meta data right there. But that's an aside. That's an aside. But
you say that, I'm going to go and do it. You know. give me a challenge and I'll be there. I will go looking.
I think
it might take
too.
A couple months, but I'll get it done.
Because I moved last year, you know, I got rid of a lot of things. So I am going to scour around because I usually keep stuff like that too.
Yeah.
So I'll look to see. And I've got December somewhere.
Technically, I have it too because I have a record of all the, you know, all the broadcasts we've ever done. So.
Oh.
So technically,
there
I could. That's something that's going to be interesting to look at, and I'll, you know, look and see what I can dig up on my end for what it's worth. But, you know, we're coming.
Michael, you have a very busy life. Never mind.
Like you guys don't, especially Wendy.
There was one year where I had a catastrophe, so that one might be a little, you know, sketchy. But other than that, I gotcha.
Well, we are kind of getting towards the end of the night, and I do want to make sure everybody gets able to chime in. So, you know, first off, before we start signing off, Wendy, anything that you wanted to throw in here while we still have you?
No, I think people need to, you know, take a step back and give themselves a break whenever possible because stuff is serious right now. Stuff is so serious, and, you know, just give yourself a break. That's all I can say. You could go mad. You could go mad in this environment at the moment.
Ain't that the truth? I'm so happy that you said that because it was needed.
Yeah.
Dr. Vicky?
I'd like to just throw in a comment, and I think next week we'll talk about numbers. if that's all right.
That's fine by me.
Dr. Mike has said 7 is widely regarded as a powerful and symbolic number across various cultures, religions, and systems of thought. While it's not a powerful number in the strict mathematical sense, it holds deep metaphysical, mystical, and symbolic significance. Well, I'd also like to throw in that it's a very fundamental number. We live in sevens.
Yeah.
So maybe next week we can talk about a little bit of the info I can pull out of the practical numerology course and kind of help people understand numbers.
What do you think about me throwing in a bit of history of mathematics and numbers, numeric systems? Like, why do we have 60 seconds? Why do we have, you know,
perfect,
all these things?
Let's do it.
So, all right, cool. So we're going to have some good stuff. But so good additions. I've loved having everybody here tonight. Wendy, you were awesome to talk with. I love having you on. I can't wait to do it again. And, you know, we love seeing you. We appreciate what you do. And I can't say thank you enough times. But so happy to have you. So happy to see everybody in the live chat. And Dr. Vic, I got to give you one more chance. You got to throw it out there for us.
Don't let them push you around out there, folks.
Darn tootin'. So again, thank you, Dr. Vicky. Thank you, Wendy, our card keeper. Thank you, everybody, for showing up tonight. We're going to have a great broadcast next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Everybody.